This is Getting Past Subtitles. My name is Sean Peel.
And I'm DK Lee.
And welcome to week three of our love series, romance, all that good stuff. We've been pretty on point so far, right? I think I ended off last week with that. And now it's all on me.
Yeah.
So see how you stick up to the theme.
Yes.
And so last week we watched A Moment to Remember. What was her name again? Yejin, right?
Sujin?
Yeah. Oh, Yejin was the character's name.
No, Yejin was the actor's name. Sujin was the character's name.
Oh, so, but I meant to say Yejin then.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't try to swap me there.
No. You should have remembered.
I know. I did remember.
No, you weren't sure. Asked me.
You tried to trick me up in the moment. I tried to come for you for confirmation, and you tripped me up. Hurt.
Well, it's your fault. You should have known.
We are off the Yejin train now.
Yeah.
We're on to other Korean stars. One that I know, the other one that I don't really know too of. Mm. I've seen her in one other thing, but other than that, I don't think I've seen her in too much stuff. But this week, we watched A Man and a Woman. This came out in 2016, directed by Yoon Ki-li.
Yeah.
Right? And yeah, this is my pick. This is my second time watching it. It had been quite some time since I had watched the first time. I probably watched it like in 17, not long after it came out. Yeah, you know, overall, I don't think my opinion, I don't really remember like exactly what I thought of the movie. I thought it was like good. I didn't think it was anything amazing. I don't think much of my opinion has actually changed much from when I did see it.
So you picked a mediocre movie to
watch. It's good enough. But literally all of my answers have been the same from the series. It's okay. It was mid.
It's all right.
it was mid, you know, it was good. I mean, look, if the movie's enjoyable, then like that's fine in my book, right? Like that's all that really matters at the end of the day. And A Man and a Woman is no exception to that rule. But yeah, it's also funny that like I think I started off the series by saying like hyping up the romance series, or, like how much I liked it, but then I just lead on to be like,
yeah, that was good. Okay.
That was all right.
Maybe your standards of romance like movies are high.
Maybe it's like they're like really excellent or just like whatever. Yeah. But I mean, like the good news is, at least it's like all these movies you can't really go wrong with either. Like they're not like bad.
But I think another reason why might be because romance movies tend to be a lot more like specific to what you like. You know what I mean?
Sure, like a more preference-y.
Yeah, like there's a lot more specificity towards what you like and what you don't like. Sure. Because it's romance and it's a lot highly like, you know, you distinguish things more.
We have more fantasy.
You become more picky about it and you know, like you like what you like. And if you don't like it, it's kind of whatever.
It's like, meh.
And I think there's a thing about relatability too.
Mm.
Where like, you know, if there's something that you can relate to more, I think you might like it more.
Right.
Whereas if it's something that you can't relate to, there'll probably be less, you know, you probably like it less. I know.
Sure.
So it's just a theory.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I guess like they also kind of stem from being like really like fantasy-ish or like that would never happen to being more grounded to like this kind of follows a little more making sense, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I feel like you could like the other or each other more than whatever. You know what I mean? What did you think? You never seen it before, right?
Yeah, my first time watching it.
Okay. So how was it?
That's it.
That was my impression.
That's my impression.
I watched it. And it finished.
Yeah, my first time watching it, I mean, I couldn't really relate to it, to be honest. especially because, you know, it's like a love between these two married people who are loving other people. And it's not necessarily because of, you know, their status in that way. Just kind of, I just kind of didn't understand the spark from the...
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
From, you know, everything that was going on. And the story itself kind of felt weird, like the trajectory of it and where it was going kind of felt weird. And maybe I need to marinate on it a little bit more. But my first impression, you know, you're asking my first impression. Me, it's just like it I don't really, I don't know. I think for me it kind of missed the mark in terms of like where it wanted to go or like what it really wanted to do. Especially like certain scenes kind of like really kind of felt like, okay, well, this is kind of weird. Whereas like, I don't know, the other ones that we watched in this series kind of felt like it had a more clear like linearity to it, where and a trajectory towards where it was trying to go. Whereas this one, certain scenes just kind of felt like it just, yeah, it kind of didn't amount to much for me. So
sure,
yeah. But overall, I like the actors. I think they did a good job. I liked the overall like aesthetic of the movie and like what it was showing and stuff like that.
Right.
But yeah. But I think the big part was like, you know, the chemistry between the two characters.
Right.
And I just like some moments just kind of fell flat for me. So.
All right. That's honest.
Yeah.
I guess. I can kind of see why you sort of think that. And in a way, I kind of share it. I think I have a different sort of impression now that I've seen it twice. I think this is my only second time watching it, and it's been a while. But like having kind of, there's a lot of things that I forgot, but a few things that I remembered. But just having like seen it again, I kind of appreciated some things, I guess you could say. But I kind of understand what you're saying at the same time. It is different, like even plot wise compared to the other two. Yeah. Where, like you said, the other two movies do feel like they have a very specific like.
Yeah, it's just like there's like a weird like frustration that I have with how they like used the supporting characters and stuff like that. It just felt very, very sparse. Like, it's funny because like the other two movies were like, oh, it felt pretty long.
Yeah.
This one, I felt like it could have added some more stuff, you know, like
it's already almost 2 hours long.
It's only 2 hours though. Compared to the other movies that we watched, I'm saying like, it just felt like there are things that we could have had a better understanding of in terms of like their families and stuff that were just completely just like not there. The And I'm just wondering like, isn't that a big part of like the story, right? In terms of like the conflict and the stuff that are happening, and it just kind of felt like
it wasn't.
It's only there if they need it to be there, but it's never there really.
Yeah, like fully fleshed out or anything like that. I can see what you kind of mean. I had like I have a counterpoint later for that too, but yeah. So there's only really mainly two like. There's only two characters in the movie, let's be honest.
Yeah.
So, like, Ki-hong, who's played by Gong-yu, and then Sang-min, who's played by Jeon Do-young. Gong-yu, super famous, right? Train to Busan, we've seen. There was a... I feel like we should start a new segment that's, like, Letterboxd reviews, because some people have some hilarious, like, little reviews that they put in Letterboxd. One of them was, like, the woman in this movie takes a train to Busan with the man from Train to Busan.
Basically,
right?
That happens.
Yeah, it's kind of silly.
It was a little bit anticlimactic,
but
well, it does happen.
Some things questionable though, like Ki-hong does like the weirdest
things,
like initiative things, like
that's what I'm saying. Like there's just a lot of stuff that like just doesn't really like connect.
Like, is it being sincere or is it just like stalker qualities ish, you know? Right? Yeah. Like,
no, even like the first time they meet in Korea, no. He just comes out of nowhere and he's like,
exactly.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Like, those kinds of things are like, for me, it's just like, huh? Yeah. Like, how did he even find it?
Yeah, that was questionable.
Yeah. It's not like she gave her like her like address or her number or whatever. It's just
they left off like
he literally searched the ends of Korea and found her.
We just happened to be in Seoul together. Yeah. I just happened to know the store that you're in. Uh-huh.
And he acts like he's just there by coincidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like clearly he's like, I know you work here.
Yeah.
I was just passing through ? But yeah, a lot of like those movie magic coincidences kind of happen in that way. But go ahead. It is your week. I'm dumping it on you. This is your first time seeing it. Good luck. It's not that complicated.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about a man and a woman.
Done.
There you go. Moving on. Fastest synopsis ever.
Moving on.
Yeah, so it's about a guy named, what's his name again exactly?
Ki-hong.
Ki-hong, yeah. Ki-hong and Sang-min is the girl, or the woman.
Yep.
And I forget the country that they
were first, in Finland.
Finland? Yeah. It is Finland, right? Oh, yeah, so like the movie starts out in Finland and Sang-min is a woman. She has a son. I think it's Jong.
I don't know the kid's name, honestly.
Yeah, anyways.
She has a son, yeah.
Yeah, she has a son and he has like a special needs like thing.
Yeah.
And so that's why she's in Finland at a camp where they kind of take care of these kids, trying to get him to, you know, feel a little bit better. And at the camp or at the place, they're going on a trip to some camp. It's kind of redundant, but they're going to some area, some kind of camp for like a few days, I think. And the parents kind of drop them off and they kind of go alone. But Sangmin's kind of protective of him. Mm-hmm. And she wants to go with him to the place, but the teacher is like, no, you can't. And while that's happening, she happens to meet some dude named
Ki-hong,
and he also has a child. He has a daughter who also has certain issues. She, I think, has depression or something like that.
Yeah.
And she's also part of the camp, and she goes to that camp as well. And they're like Koreans in Finland, so they're like, oh, you're Korean? I'm Korean.
I'm Korean.
What's up? And because Sang-min wants to go to the camp, Ki-hong offers to drive to where the camp is to see the children.
Yeah.
And while they go there, they basically get really close to there. And like right at the outskirts of the camp and before they go, like actually to meet them face to face, she's like, nah, let's just go back. And so they decide to go back, but there's like a big snowstorm. So they're kind of stuck in this remote area, not exactly disclosed where it is, but it's kind of near the camp.
Yeah, like same town.
Yeah,
like
around that area. Yeah. And while they're there, they kind of have a fling. They kind of like, you know, they're like, hey, we're lonely. We're depressed. We got issues. I think we can work.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so,
pretty much.
Yeah, and so.
I think it can work.
That's what happens in Finland. And then I think like 8 months or something like that passes. I forget exactly like, how many months it was, but a few months pass and Sangmin's back in Korea. She works as some kind of like designer or like a consultant or like a designing firm or something like that. Like,
yeah, I guess she's
fashion, runs some kind of boutique for somebody.
Her sister. She's like almost like a boutique project manager.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That's a good description. And basically, she's working there, and out of the blue, Ki-hong basically like finds her in that place, and they kind of link up again, and they kind of re-spark their affair, right?
Yeah.
And basically, the whole story goes on, And it's all about these little moments that happen between between Kyung and Sangmin. And near the end, basically, Kyung has a wife, obviously, right?
Yeah.
And she is kind of sick as well. And so she's kind of like taken down to with her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And while that's happening, Kyung still is hanging out with Sangmin. but later on, Kyung kind of has like guilt and doubt and stuff like that, and he is like on a ledge, right? Yeah. And he's not about to fall, but like it was implied that he might fall because before her his wife did kind of did the same thing, and his daughter kind of like stops him from falling,
yeah,
supposedly falling. And from that incident, I think Kyung kind of feels like he wants to try to make his relationship with his family right again. And so he kind of leaves Sangmin hanging. Because Sangmin, on the other hand, kind of told her husband off. It was like, I can't live without Kyung, so I'm going to leave. And basically that's what she did. But yeah, he, on the reverse side, kind of decided to try to make amends because they were supposed to meet at a hotel, but Sangmin was at the hotel, but Kyung never actually went into the hotel.
Exactly.
And like a year passes, and Kyung's back in Finland, or probably Finland, I'm not exactly sure where it is. They don't really specify, but she's eating at a restaurant, and Sangmin basically stalks him now. And she kind of like checks what's happening with Kyung, but he's like eating with his family happily, and then she leaves because she sees that, and Kyung kind of sees the back of her, and he runs out almost about to chase her, but he kind of looks back at his child and he's like, nah, chill. And then and basically that's how it ends. Kyung basically drives away with his family, and Sangmin is left all alone in the sadness in the cold winter.
Wow. Now she's got a friend.
The taxi driver. He gives her the cigarette. He's like, yo, you want one?
They shared a cigarette, and then they were like,
we're besties now.
Yeah. Like, life is tough, right?
Yeah,
that's pretty much how the movie ended. Just like that.
Yep.
Overall, it gets muddy in, I guess, a little bit, like you said, with, like, mainly their backstories, I guess, and just how, like, conflict-wise, like, where, like, obviously they're having an affair, so there's kind of inherent conflict in that, but bringing, I guess, that part out, it's not, like, the primary thing, I guess. The movie really focuses on Sangmin and Kyung a lot.
Well, even, like, why she feels like she wants to have an affair or whatever.
Or like the motivation for the romance.
Like what is it within her own relationship with her husband that she just can't stand, right? Because it never really goes into that.
It never explicitly says it.
Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. I can understand.
I can understand them not going into it.
Right.
But I just felt like for this movie, it just kind of felt like it should have. I don't know.
you think it fell flat in like doing the other part of it?
Right.
Like, well, if you're not going to say it, then kind of show it.
Uh-huh. Or like make like something like make the relationship between the two main characters so interesting that it's like, I see why you like this guy so much.
They're definitely like the flattest characters.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really both of them quite a bit.
Which, like, I mean, it's like a subtle thing, right? It's not supposed to be like
super flamboyant.
Exactly. But
I can kind of see what you mean. I appreciated a little that like a lot of the movie was, or like motivational wise, it was more like
muted,
and then you kind of had to infer some things.
Right. It's like, kind of implied rather than like explicitly told.
Right, right. Like, I don't know if I had the biggest issues with the whole like family backstory stuff as to like why they didn't like their lives back home, essentially. Mm-hmm. I think it did a pretty okay job. I think Ki Hong's part was great, was good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think Sungmin was the one that was more lacking.
Yeah, I agree.
Because like we only seen the husband like twice or three times in total in the movie.
Yeah.
And like, well, I think it was more going towards that, like, you know, she's struggling, like her husband, like they don't have the happiest marriage, or like they're not like lovey-dovey, right? And that combined with that they have a son that has like that's probably autistic, and like that's a lot of pressure, like just raising him, things like that. But like, I don't know, like having, like struggling to be a mother of like an autistic child, like that, it more focuses on that versus like the relationship with her husband. And I don't know if like that is this like the reason for why, the spark, right? To have an affair, right? Like it should be focusing on the other part that like the dad isn't there to, you know, like pick up that role, right? So I think that's definitely more of a drop ball versus I think it does fine though with Ki Hong, with like his wife and like her, things like that.
Yeah. But definitely does flesh it out more on Kyung's side.
Yeah.
And I think it makes his character feel more sympathetic.
Yeah.
And I can kind of like relate to it a little more.
And it makes sense at the end of the day, like why he is the way he is, right? Because he's very samey throughout the movie, right? Like he's very consistent with being, like he puts up a face kind of, right?
Yeah.
Like a very kind of like strong face when, you know, he's like, there's a lot of baggage behind him and things like that. And then as like things unfold, we kind of understand like why he reacts that way and like why he kind of has the persona that he has. So everything just kind of feels like full circle, and it makes sense for Ki Hong. I think it is just like Sungmin is probably the weight, basically, or just like not the most fleshed out.
Yeah.
I think, it's funny that like she kind of changes. She's like the most depressing character in the beginning of the movie, right? Yeah. When they're in Finland, like she looks bad. And then after the 8 months back in Korea, like she looks so much better all of a sudden. Her persona is a little the same, but like something about her feels different. But yeah, it is. There's a big change there that I kind of get surprised by every time. And it makes it apparent in the movie. He's like, "Wow, you look kind of good now.
Now
you look decent. You still want to get together though?"
Yeah.
but yeah, I think it is like you said, the spark issue. It's like, what exactly is it that they're drawn together?
Also, it's like for me, like I feel like romanticizing. Like, because, like, you know, they're basically having an affair, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And for me, it's like I kind of feel bad for the husband. Because, I mean, obviously, this movie is trying to romanticize this affair.
Yeah.
But I'm like, on the other hand, I'm like I haven't seen anything, really, that this husband has done that warrants, like, like him being the bad dude. I don't feel like... I mean, like if I felt like I didn't like him, then I would feel like this affair felt more justified, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But because it, like I barely even know who he is, right? and like, granted, like there doesn't have to be a reason particularly for you to like somebody, right? Like obviously, if you like somebody, you like somebody. You can't really do anything about that. But it's like in terms of a story, I'm just like, the dude didn't even feel like he didn't do anything wrong. He seems like a good dude. He likes his, you know, he, I mean, he's not like the most like warm and inviting person, but you know, he takes care of the child. Like, you know,
man has good intentions.
He comes to pick up, his wife after the big, big fashion show thingy. Fashion. I don't know. At the end, near the end, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, like he doesn't seem like the worst dude ever, right?
Yeah,
and like that's the thing that I'm like like, I kind of wanted to know more about him. And then, like, near the end when she, like, just, like, storms off on him, he doesn't even really get mad. He's just like, yo, come sit here. Let us talk. And he just dips.
He's, like, just as shocked as you are. Yeah. A little bit. You're like, what did he do? He's like, what did I do?
Yeah. And all of that just kind of, you know, it just kind of added up for me, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, I mean, like you said, he's not the most warmest person. And, like, you can kind of get a semblance of, like, why Sungmin is, you know, doesn't feel like there's any more spark in the marriage or whatever. Like, he's a pretty, like, poignant guy. Right?
But to be fair, like, even Gong Yoo's character wasn't the most, like, you know, he was pretty, like, she always says, like, you can't even decide. You're always, like, so wishy-washy about things. Like, he's kind of, like, even less so, you know, in terms of that.
Yeah, I mean, well, like, Kyung is like, made to be, like, the good guy in this movie.
Right? Yeah.
Well, it's funny that, like you said, that, I mean, these characters are having an affair with each other, which is inherently, or, like, morally wrong. But it's, like, the twist is that...
He goes back to his family, and she doesn't.
That's the other twist. That's the other twist. Like, the fact that, like, the movie is like, romanticizing the idea of this affair. Like, it's wrong, but, like, the lens that we're supposed to be watching it is, like, this is great. You know? Exactly. Like, all is well, or... Uh-huh. Like, I wrote this down, that, like, the portrayal of this affair in this movie is that, like, like, you want it to happen. Like, you want these two characters to be together, right? And that, you know, once you kind of find out their home life and why they're even
that's the dissonance that for me, though. Like, it's
right.
Like,
that's the dissonance for you.
I just don't understand why. Like, like, they're shooting it in that way, right? Like, for us to sympathize with them and kind of, like, want us to, like, you know, understand their romance and their love and why they're doing these things. But I feel like you don't give us enough for me to sympathize with them in that way.
Right.
And it might be just, like, coming from my logical brain, where it's just like, because, like, there is a thing where sometimes you just want to find comfort in somebody, right?
Yeah.
And that could be reason enough to just have the affair and be together because of the stress and the hardships that you have in your own life. Mm. And, like, kind of coming together and finding comfort in each other, like, that could be reason enough.
That's what happens.
It is. But, like, for me, in my, like, logical brain, I'm like, bruh, just suck it up and be good to your son and then your daughter or whatever.
But they are good to their kids. Yeah. They're so good to their kids.
Are they really, though?
Come on.
By the end of the movie, she's living alone. She's, like, on the phone. Hey, what's up, my child?
Yeah, I mean, she backfires on everything by the end.
But you know, I mean...
She's a decent mom.
She is. She's nice.
She's good.
To him.
It's like, if anything, it's Ki-hong who's, like, a little pretty absent from his daughter.
Until the end.
Until the end.
He finally learns his lesson. She kind of is the opposite.
Yeah. Somehow he took his daughter to Finland for 2 years, but is all of a sudden, like, absent when he's back in Seoul.
Yeah. Like, that's another weird thing. Like, it's just, how does he find the time, dude? Like, he's always in front of his store, her store.
Yeah. It's like, a lot of the perspective is on Sungmin, right? Like, we're following, like, her part of the day and how she's kind of bobbing and weaving, like, work and her husband
and
whatever.
The child.
Yeah, to see him. But this guy just, like, comes and goes when he wants.
Anytime, yo, I'm here. What's up? What's up again? And then, like, called, let's go.
Yeah. Like, we see him, like, when he is doing his own thing, but it's like,
is he really doing his own thing, though? He's just, like, at the place for a little bit.
So waiting outside of her office. Uh-huh. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Exactly. Like, it's funny because maybe I feel like I'm like, nitpicking these things.
Yeah, right.
Right? But,
like, I get, like, I think, like, personally, I feel like, again, like, Ki-hong side story feels more justified. Like, I really don't have too much of a problem with that. I do feel like there is more lacking with Sungmin. It's just funny that, like I say that, But then what we're talking about just now is that, like,
most of the... She does have a lot of time.
Right, like, more of the screen time is Sungmin, yeah. right? But, like, I feel more lacking of her.
That's the thing. Like, it feels like I've spent a lot of time with her, but I've not been given a lot of information about stuff right. that I could have had.
Right, right.
In one sense. Mm.
Yeah. Is it, like, the whole movie started with... Like, the reason why they were together was... Like, I'm lonely, depressed. Be with me.
Yeah.
And then, like, that's it. Mm. And then after that, it's like...
Maybe it's because I like more clear-cut things.
Sure.
And this movie doesn't really give you that too much.
Yeah, no.
Well, maybe that's why.
That thing is clear. I mean, like, I liked the fact that, like I said before, that nothing was, like, kind of told explicitly mm-hmm. and even the backstory stuff like nothing about like the husband or Ki-hong's wife or like even his daughter really like none of that is dug up till maybe like the midpoint of the movie
yeah
right like it
and even then you're not really given too much you're just kind of
exactly
like you just infer from what you see
you're just like you find like I like the fact that you kind of find out along with when the characters find out
yeah
right, like Sungmin finds about his wife. Like we found out about his wife when she finds out about his wife. Right, when she has the accident, and then he goes to his mother-in-law's house. Right, and then she visits his workplace all of a sudden. Like that's when we find out with her. And then like similar situation.
But didn't we see his wife before then, though?
I don't think so.
In that like party thing.
I thought that was.
It would be before. It would be. The party's before.
Well, the party's before, yeah.
Yeah, so we do know that he has a wife and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Because the party is where, like...
Yeah.
And even before the party...
Oh, yeah, the first time I was like, because he was home... Well, she comes home from work with, like, the wine and stuff.
Yeah, the wine and stuff. Yeah. So we know that he has a wife.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, yeah. But even then, it's, like, a minute of whatever...
Yeah, I mean, I still get what you're trying to say. Like, the impact is still there. Uh-huh. And, like, you're kind of with Sungmin a lot, so, but...
Yeah. But, yeah, it's like a slow crawl for everything, right? It just kind of uproots along the way versus, like, being exposition, essentially.
It's funny. The party scene is weird because she is very... The wife is very, like... overprotective of the husband, kind of like she's very I don't know what you call
that's
it.
My man.
Yeah, like like very, she has like a victim mentality and everything, every person, everyone kind of is like against out to get her or whatever.
Yeah.
And like he has like that other girl friend who's like
I guess that's his boss.
Is so. It
the other like that was the in other the kitchen lady, with him?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's kitchen. His boss because
is it
because he's like he's like an architect,
yeah,
I guess, sort something of. Like that. Something like that. And he's like putting together this.
See, we don't even know what his job is.
Yeah, we don't. What exactly?
We just know he works at some site, a construction site, yeah, to some work kind of construction on some gallery.
Yeah, he's building like this new gallery. And I'm assuming that the gallery belongs to that woman.
Yeah.
And that's like his.
But I think she is his friend, though. Like her old friend or whatever. Like they knew each other for a long time. Mm. And that's the reason why. Like, you know, at the party, she, like, the wife gets jealous or whatever and assumes that, like, you know, they have a thing together. And she kind of calls her out and she's like, what are you talking about? It's just friends, right? But it's weird because it's like, I feel like you could have kind of, there's no relation with the wife and Sungmin later. Like, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Well, even with the husband, too, like, with Ki-hong, right? Like, there's never... a moment that any of that come...
They cross paths.
Yeah, like, there's no entanglement there. Which, like, it doesn't have to be there. I'm just... it's just, like, a opportunity for conflict that was never, you know, explored.
Right. It was more of... Like, the whole point was more of, like...
Them too. That,
well, like, them individually, like, suffering, I guess, right? Like, their own problems in their own lives, right? Yeah. And then them just, like... finding ease
like that did the wife ever even find out? Probably not, right?
No. There's no way. Yeah, there's no way. Like, if anything, Sungmin's son could have been like, I saw.
I mom. See dead people. I see affairs.
I see affairs. Well, it's too late. Well, he finds out anyway. It all comes out anyway, actually.
Well, for Sang Min, yeah.
But Ki Hong's living in a dream.
he's got it all, right?
Yeah, he covered his tracks. He was on it.
He had the affair, and he's able to cover his tracks and live a happy life.
Yep.
What happened to Sang Min, man? She loses it all.
Gone.
That's totally, messed up, man.
Totally done. Her life is in ruin. But I like that twist, though. I kind of liked that twist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was like the whole arc of, like, they basically swap roles by the end of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, it's Ki Hong who is like instigating their affair in the beginning, right? Like, he's very clearly
kind of messed up of him, though, if you think about it.
Yeah. And then by the end, he's like,
nah, chill.
I'm out. Sorry. Gotta go.
I was kidding.
JK.
It was fun while it lasted.
Dang.
Don't come find me in Finland.
Damn. It's all right. He fell upside that after she was like, all bets are off. And he was like, no.
Yeah.
You know what? Fine. All right. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like at the beach. He's like, yeah, we should leave together. Psych.
Psych? Just when you think all things are good.
Uh-huh.
Nah. My wife kind of loves me again. So
yeah,
I'm out.
Well, she never not loved him.
Right.
That's the thing.
She just had her own problems.
She just had issues.
Yeah. And she was like, you know what? Maybe I'll work out my issues.
Mm.
What do you say, pal? Let's all go to Finland together.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, you can at least kind of see what the issue is for Kyung's family in terms of, like,
right,
the wife and the husband. And, like,
and you know,
she,
like,
has issues. Right?
Even that was, like, actually said, right? Because, like, you can infer that she's got obviously problems, like you said, like at the party, right? There's clear some like character issues with her. But then after she like ODs on pills and then she goes to the hospital, we meet the mother-in-law. Like in that scene, like
she kind of tells everything.
Like, yeah, it's like verbatim, like given like what her deal is. And then you're like, okay, she's got some, you know, personality, mental issues, whatever.
Yeah. But that's never explored with Sang Min's and
husband. No, yeah. Nothing like that was equal to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just doesn't like it. So her husband, I guess.
She's like, my husband is whack.
Yeah.
And it's hard taking care of my
son. I just need something else. You know?
I want to confide in this other man who wants me. But yeah, like, it's funny that, like, watching this again, some of the actions that, like, Ki Hong does is like, dude, are you going too far? Question mark.
Mm.
Like the whole taking the train to Busan with her thing.
He had to do it though. It's his movie.
I gotta get on this
it's
train.
It's his breakthrough, you know, Netflix movie.
I gotta get on this train. This is my train.
Mm-hmm.
This is my train. Like, yeah, visiting her every night, like sleeping outside her office to take her to the train.
I mean, if I was the wife, I would have issues too, man. I mean, at that point, is it really victim mentality when your husband really doesn't like show up every night?
Yeah. Well, like in that scene, she was not like that was.
Nah. I'm just saying.
Like before that, like
I'm just saying in general, though. Yeah. It's just like
this man is cheating on this guy.
He
is like,
seems like he's doing a lot of different things outside without me understanding what's going on in our relationship. So
I have a right to be how I am. Nah, but yeah, some of the things are like finding her out of nowhere after 8 months. Like, Ki Hong is bold. Ki Hong is kind of bold. Play a gong yu. I see how it is.
And the assistant or whatever, she always is like, hey, you need a ride?
Oh yeah, the bit.
And then
he like slips under the radar like just barely every time.
Yeah.
He's like, you want to... Yeah, that scene specifically where it's like she was about to get in the car with the assistant and then...
She sees that he's like
pause
sleeping.
A moment. She doesn't question like...
Who is car? That guy? Yeah. What car is that? Yeah. Why are you talking to this random dude for so long?
I don't... Like, what's going on like, there?
I guess it's not my business.
Yeah, right? Yeah, like I signed an NDA before I got hired.
Is this included in the NDA?
I'm not going to get paid more to keep this secret, so I'm just going to... pretend there isn't a secret to keep. But yeah. Yeah, it's yeah, her story is, I guess, like, whatever. She's totally cool with it too, though. That's the funniest thing.
Yeah.
Simon is like, yeah. Yeah, that's kind of sweet, I guess. But any particular favorite scenes?
I like the scene in the rain when they lose the sun.
Oh, the shoe.
Yeah, and then the shoe moment. Mm-hmm. She does the shoe. Yeah, I found it in the sea or whatever.
Yeah.
That's a nice scene, I think.
Then they just randomly go to the beach.
Yeah.
And it's like, it goes from like autumn to July in a cut.
In the summertime, all of a sudden. All sunny.
Yeah, yeah. It's not even like cloudy or like remotely looks like the same day. It's like, no, this is a different season completely. And then the husband is like, why'd you go to the beach?
Yeah.
I guess it's fine.
Who did you go to the beach?
Yeah. What gets me is like they meet, she drops off her kid and the son like runs off into the building, like presumably, right?
Yeah.
And then she gets the call from him after she's like, we're done. And then they meet up at a location that they both had to drive to, and then when
one car
yeah, and then when they the drive son off goes in,
one car,
what?
Yeah, you just left the car there.
You just leave your car
there?
Like it's
nothing. I guess he picked it up back when he was coming from the beach.
I guess. She's going to assume so. Is it not quicker to look for a child with, like, you know, split ways than go together?
Nah, you can't do that. You got to be with your girl in the car.
I guess.
Disgusting.
I'm turning on your logic brain here.
Hey, I'm turning on your non-logic brain.
The movie Magic Brain.
Yes.
I thought the Finland scenes were fine. Yeah. I actually forgot this movie was like set in a completely different location.
Really?
So when it started, I was like, oh yeah, they're in a foreign.
I feel like romance movies always do that. They have like a nice set piece, like right. Area, like location where they're like, this is where the love happens. And then they come back to. And then they come back to reality.
Yeah. Here's the drama.
Yeah.
And then we go back to fantasy later. Mm-hmm. Now, Finland's a cool spot. I thought that was a really nice location, actually. I'd have to agree to you, like, the whole aesthetic of the movie was pretty nice. Like it's very, like, overall, like I said, it supports, like the romanticized theme of it all. It's like, yep, you want these two people to fall in love.
Mm.
Look how pretty everything looks. And, yeah, everything is very, like, sharp and colorful.
Mm-hmm.
Very like cinematic, very much like that. Yeah, I like the scenes of Finland. I liked in the dinner scene when she's like randomly carrying soybean paste in her purse.
Oh, the
that looks like toothpaste.
Yeah,
he just like
in the dinner
squirts the toothpaste into his food bowl. We're like, yeah. The side characters were like, eh, overall, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know if I pieced this together last time, but like the fact that Sangmin's like sister is also technically her boss, like she's the CEO of the boutique company.
Yeah.
And basically her sister's like I said, kind of the boutique project manager, or really just like VP maybe, you know? Like she feels very much like the doer of for her sister.
Yeah.
As far as like logistics and like
she's the one who runs everything.
And yeah, yeah, yeah.
Her
yeah.
sister kind of just chills.
Yeah, her sister's like, I want this done.
The white dude.
Yeah, yeah. Her boyfriend or whatever. I don't think I don't know if I pieced that together the first time around, but this time I was like, oh, they're related. But that's nothing that's like, it really explicitly said either. Like, that's like,
it's not really even important to the story.
Not really, yeah. Which, yeah, it's not really. It's just like part of the setting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but her random boyfriend, she's screwing off with her boyfriend in some other country, and yeah. Her sister's like, I'm trying to do your job, yo. Come on.
See, why can't she have a relationship like that, huh?
Who, Sangmin? Well, that's what she asked her.
Yeah.
She's like, more like, she's like, I want to be happy.
Well, she was like, yeah, I don't think I can be like you, yeah. Like, be married like you. And she's like, oh, aren't you in a happy marriage? She's like,
do you not see the bags under my eyes? Do you not Do you not read into my depressing aura all around me? But yeah. What do you think? How would you rate this movie all around?
In from what we watched so far?
Or just in general?
Mid.
Mid. I already know where this is. This is like bottom tier for from the other two. You think?
For you?
For you.
For me?
Yeah.
No, I think I'd put it above classic.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even remember what you said about the classic. Like how much
I didn't like not it. Like it, but I it's just
like too tropey?
Yeah.
Too, yeah.
Yeah.
This like A Man and a Woman is like talking in the series in general, it's still pretty like I think in line with being like romantic. Like it is very much like in the melodrama.
I think it is sub-drama, yeah.
Right? Like
it you know, there's a genre of romance which is like forbidden love kind of thing.
Sure.
And I think this falls in line with that. And you know, like all the romantic affairs and all of that stuff is really like we could pick that as a genre in itself and right. Find like all these movies that have that. Mm-hmm. And I think, yeah, it's a good representative of those kinds of movies.
Yeah, yeah.
In general.
Like, cause I like that the way that it was shown was, like, it kind of took something inherently bad, but, like, it really showed it. And, like, you want it to happen or, like,
yeah, romanticized. It just, for me, like, I just never felt sympathetic to the main characters and why they did it. That's all.
Sure.
Because I've seen other movies that do this, right? Like this like forbidden love,
yeah,
romantic affair kind of movies. And in other movies, and not all of them obviously, but like you can kind of have a good idea of why they do things. But like it's all obviously like dependent on the story, right?
Sure.
And some stories they make it so that like you hate the person like they're involved with, which is why like right. You're okay with them having an affair. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the husband is so bad, abusive, or whatever.
You want them to get away.
You want them to get away from that and find somebody better, right? Yeah. Like, there are ways to do that. I don't think this is what... Obviously, that's not the intention of this movie. I think this movie has a much more subtle message to tell and a more subtle, like, story about them and their own internal struggles and how they... find comfort in a stranger or in this other person where it's like a completely different universe. Like they're in their own bubble from their real life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's an okay story to tell. That's a fine story to tell. I just didn't feel like it was very...
It did it strongly.
Yeah, yeah. At least for me, like I just didn't feel like, you know, there was enough there for me to be compelled.
Right.
Into liking it too much. But I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Can't change it.
It's just my opinion. It's nothing like necessarily bad about the movie or like a criticism of like the story was bad. I don't think the story was bad necessarily. It's just like, you know, how I feel about it.
Right, right. Fair. Yeah. Fair.
What about you?
My rating?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said earlier, I think it's still like it's like solid, but it's nothing amazing.
Mid. everything's mid. Mid.
They're good enough, okay?
Why didn't you pick a movie that was like here?
I don't know. I thought of like, I was like trying to think of like.
What is a romance movie that you were like, oh, this is.
Like an Asian one? I don't know. Like.
Maybe you haven't watched that many, or have you?
Maybe not. Or maybe I haven't really come to one that's like...
There yet?
Yeah, yeah. That's Peak Mountain, Apex Mountain. Yeah, I don't know. My mind goes blank.
Do you I don't really have one either.
Either?
I there is one that I like, that I enjoyed a lot. I don't really have anything that's like, yeah.
Like, it's like, that's the one.
Yeah.
Like,
but I don't even have that for like non-Asian movies necessarily.
So you don't have like an apex like like I would Asian have to think about it.
Oh wait, for Asian movies or just movies in general?
Well, I was saying in Asian movies. I mean, like a romance movie in general that I relive. I mean, like, what's my favorite? How am I blanking on my favorite movie?
It's your movie, bro.
I know.
Don't look at me.
But you know it.
Love Actually or About Time?
About Time. Okay, I was thinking One Day, but that's not the right
one. One Day.
I don't know why. Which was a solid movie too, but it's another one.
About Time. Yeah.
About Time. That's
About Time is a romance movie, but it's also like a family movie.
But those are sub to the romance. Like,
that's true.
Like the plot is literally like I use my time traveling powers to get a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That is actually the movie.
Yeah. I enjoyed About Time as well. Mm-hmm. Probably because of all the sub stuff as well that it's included in it.
And it's just like it works so well.
Yeah, everything kind of comes together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like Asian movie wise, I'm not really.
I'm sure there is one. I just can't think of one off the top of my head.
I'd have to look but, through.
There is. I mean, there is one that I really enjoyed. It is really famous as well. It's one of the, it was very popular when it first came out. It's called Intro to Architecture, or Architecture 101.
No idea.
Yeah, it's a Korean movie, but. That was a good movie. It's like a first love story.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, maybe what was that movie? The movie with the guy that has a new like that changes persons every day.
Oh, Beauty Inside.
The Beauty Inside. I was like Beauty something.
You like that one?
I mean, just like comes to mind right now. I think that one is definitely like. At least top three. Mm. Yeah, that one's a...
For like an Asian one?
Yeah. That's one I can watch. I always go back to that movie.
Oh, really?
Because it's so good. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely on the contenders, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, there's a few. There's a lot out there. This one is like... This one kind of rates in the middle.
It might just be, like, I just don't like these kinds of movies as much as, like, other romance movies.
Right. So do we need to get you like...
I'm not a big affairs guy.
Are you saying you don't have any personal experience in this?
No, it's just I just feel bad for the guy who's being affaired on. Like the husband or like the wife, you know?
But they're not...
Or the child.
Nobody here is being... Like the two main characters not being affaired on. They're the affairies.
That's what I'm saying. Like I feel bad for the other people.
Oh, wow.
Like that's, you know?
I don't know if I feel too bad for like Ki-hong's wife. I mean... I actually don't think I feel bad for either of them.
Feel bad for the child, at least.
The children for sure. Yes.
Right? It's like, dude.
But their spouses, I don't know.
It is what it is.
Like,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't feel bad for them in the sense that like, oh man, like. It's more of a moral thing in one sense. Like, it's just like. They made a promise, right? And they're breaking the promise. That's more of the sympathy that I have for them. Whereas, like, you know what I mean? Like,
you're going back on your commitment. What are you guys doing?
Right, right. It's more of that.
Sure.
Rather than, like, a strict, like you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways. Whereas, like, if like, he was, like, if we knew he was an asshole, I'd be like.
If we knew there were bad guys, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that's part of the point of the movie, though, right? It's like not people aren't always like
it's not like perfect,
right? They're not always like, oh, this person's so bad, that's why I don't want to be with them, right?
Right.
That's what I kind of said before too. It's like you don't necessarily always have a reason for why you want to do things, but like sometimes
or it doesn't always have to be like the most external reason,
right? It's not always like it's not always visible to the eye,
right?
As to why like things are not working and I don't feel. Comfortable around this person or whatever.
Right. But yeah, I mean, it's decent. Is there anything that I kind of remember? I remember really liking the soundtrack for this movie.
I don't really remember the soundtrack, to be honest.
This time around, I was like, I didn't have the same, like, in love feeling with it. I mean, it's good. Like, it.
You didn't like you didn't like totally... the Spanish music in the moment to remember.
I did like it, that works well for what it does. That's great. That's great and all. That's fine. But like like the score. There's a, like an actual
I don't remember score it for this, movie. For this one actually.
There's like a theme, like a core theme, uh-huh. and then it's one of those things that it like, you know, there's versions of the theme as the movie goes on for the scenes. I really like the theme and like all the versions. I actually like had it downloaded at one point, like when I first watched it. This time around, I didn't have the same attachment to it. Mm-hmm. Like it's good, but I wasn't like, wow, this is no Ryusuke Yamaguchi.
You know, I actually think that Korean dramas do a better job with romance, but that's like but that's also shtick. Longer.
Yeah.
It's like they all have a lot more time to build.
Right.
So it's kind of unfair to like
judge it that
way. Judge it one-to-one.
Right.
But I do think that Korean dramas do a better job overall.
I felt like the theme was very K-drama-y
this time. This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It felt very like in that vein a little bit. Yeah. This could easily be a drama though.
It could be.
You could take this for sure. This is like a most plain kind of, you know, this is.
It'd be a long drag though. They would have to add a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Well, they have the room to. As we discussed.
True.
Like
you could. True.
the groundwork to build this stuff is there, you know. All you have to do is just go into their like family lives. That's then you have a series right there. Like the romance is there. You just got to kind of prolong it.
Yeah.
And all the extra stuff would be like
it's more like suspense, right? You have to build to the climax.
Right. Some kind of shit would have to go down.
Yeah.
And then they end up back in Finland. But yeah. Sorry about this one up. It's pretty decent. Next week is our last. And this will be a new territory for the both of us for the first time in this series. And we are watching Love Letter by Shinji Iwai in 1998 or 1999. One of those 2 years. I've wanted to see this. I'm a Shinji Iwai fan. I haven't seen too many of his movies. I haven't seen this one. But his filmography has always been on my list. Particularly this one I've wanted to see for a while. So I'm pretty looking forward to seeing it. I have no idea what it's about, so don't look at me for help.
We'll find out.
Something about love and
maybe and a letter.
And letters?
Yeah.
Right? It's the 90s, so like handwritten letters, you know? We're not exchanging love emails.
We had a lot of movies with letters, huh? Three of them.
All three?
Three of them so far. Well,
oh, like in general?
Three of them, including the one we're going to do.
What were the other two?
Classic had letters in it.
Oh, yeah.
And The Moment to Remember had letters in it.
Sure. All right, that's fine. It's a romantic, like, you know, that's a romantic thing to do.
Write letters?
Letters. Yeah. Just like messages on paper.
It is a romantic thing, right?
Right.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Because writing itself is a creative endeavor, which brings out emotions and things like that.
You're really running away with this one.
No. Yep.
You're doing a good job. But yeah, that'll be next week. So we'll see you guys for Love Letter. A quick shout out to our Patreon. Come and check out what we have at Past Subtitles. If you want to get some episodes early, we'll have advanced episodes there, as well as some bonus stuff once a month. Lately, we have Drive My Car. And we'll have some other stuff coming soon. I've been debating and thinking about, you know, Outlaws 2 just came out. Maybe. It is like,
did we watch Outlaws in
We did for the series. Right? Yeah. We did
the series.
So it'll be a follow up. So if you watch the first Outlaws and listen to our episode, and then maybe you can catch up for the sequel.
Yeah.
You know? You can't go wrong with what's his name?
Ma Dong-seok?
Ma Dong-seok.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Anyways, we'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Bye.